You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Online, Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, why don't you start us right here in the Midwest? What kind of weather conditions will we have over the next several days?
Well, it's going to be fairly chilly. We've got a series of systems that will funnel in some air out of South Central Canada into the Great Lakes Midwest. Nothing brutally cold. I would just call it January cold. But the way the storms are going to be tracking, the heavier precipitation chances are going to be sort of going around us, either to our south or up along the east coast, where it looks to be a very active weather pattern later this week and the weekend.
And then if you turn, speaking of south, much further south into the southern hemisphere, can you tell me about conditions on the ground in Argentina and Brazil?
Well, it's getting a little warmer and a little bit drier. The best rain chances are going to be the central and southeastern growing areas of Brazil. Precipitation is going to be a lot more spotty in Argentina. It's also getting a little bit warmer as well. So they're looking at a trend compared to when we talked last. It's a little warmer and a little drier.
Anything on the broader perspective that we should discuss as it relates to weather conditions and temperatures in the oceans and what we might expect over the next several months?
Well, I think we are going to have a very, very busy February. I think what we're going to see during the month of February, at least in the northern hemisphere, is a fairly stormy pattern. There's going to be some opportunities for some, at least one or two other Arctic outbreaks into the Corn Belt and into the Midwest. So despite the relatively quiet weather we have now, I would expect February to be much different. We say that based on the water temperatures that we see in the Pacific right now, that does provide us a good setup for more cold, but also a more active storm track as the month wears on.
Hey, thank you so very much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Don. Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday afternoon to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. He'll be back again next Tuesday, as usual, on our program. You can find us online, by the way, at willag.org. That's willag.org. And if you go there right now, at the top of the page, you'll find some information about a meeting tomorrow night on how to sign up for the Farm Bill. U of I Extension at Willag will hold a meeting at 6:30 p.m. in Clinton, Illinois tomorrow for landowners and farmers. That's sponsored by the Peterson Insurance Group and WHOW. That's the big 15:20 a.m. out of Clinton, Illinois. It's at the Richland Community College building. That's 140 Sunrise Court. It starts at 6:30. We'd be glad to have you there. Come on out and learn how to sign up for the Farm Bill with one of the professionals from the U of I who knows a whole lot more about that bill than many others do. That's Gary Schnittke. He's an Extension Ag Economist. Tomorrow night, 6:30 in Clinton at the Richland Community College building, 140 Sunrise Court. You have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.